Grant joins us right now.
G-Mac.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Just kind of exhaling after the trade deadline, which had a lot of activity. I know we're going to get into it. Yeah. Not so much here in Atlanta, but there were a lot of trades. Just an interesting and an active trade deadline, but not necessarily headlined by a ton of big names.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you saw guys going, especially as the deadline got closer yesterday afternoon. There was a ton of action. Not, like you said, not for the Braves yesterday. What did how they handled the deadline tell you?
Well, I think that one thing I took away from it was if you looked at, you know, where are they going to get their starting pitching depth from? Are they confident about their starting pitching depth? I think the answer to that you have to feel a little bit better about is, yes, they've got it covered because Max Fried had a promising couple of weeks. I know he didn't want to shut him down for this IL stint, but it worked out. Then you had Ronaldo Lopez get his scare. He only went the three innings, had to get the MRI. Everything's clean. Both of those guys could pitch this weekend against Miami. We'll see if that comes to pass. But either way, I feel like that was the only thing that was kind of hanging out there for me that I thought, well, that could be the big decision point for Alex, is how confident is he in those two guys to get back? Because if you're not, this was the time to maybe try to get somebody, a veteran, to come out there and help you. But if you look at some of the trade returns for some of the starting pitchers who were not front of the rotation guys, there were some pretty serious prospects changing hands. So that's something I'm sure the Braves weighed out to try to figure out. I thought maybe a middle infielder could be helpful, but they did just pick up Whit Merrifield. Maybe they feel like that's enough to get them back to Ozzie Albies, who Alex said could be trending for an earlier September return, which is certainly something Braves fans want to hear.
What about, you know, I know we're talking about the different moves and everything, but were you surprised that they did try? I won't say try, that they didn't pull off an ability to get another arm at all. I'm talking about starting pitching.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but then not altogether too surprised because I feel like, it's more of an indication of what they felt like they have in-house when you consider that you do have Chris Sale pitching really well. You've got Charlie Morton. If Fried and Lopez are good, you feel very solid about that forward. Then there's what Spencer Schwellenbach has done. And then, I mean, you see Bryce Elder come back up last night and remind you that, yeah, he can still throw some good games in there, even though there have been some ups and downs for him. It's not about him being an all-star every year. It's about just being a quality start machine in my eyes. And then you throw in A.J. Smith-Shawver, Ian Anderson, maybe some of the other guys that are on the way back, like Owaskari Noah. There's significant depth that's there. None more important, obviously, this year than what Spencer Schwellenbach has done. But that all together, the whole lot of those names, made me feel like, did they really need to go out and move a Smith-Shawver or a Hurston Waldrop or some other top, Nacho Alvarez, to try to get a fourth or fifth starter who may not even factor in their postseason plans and may not be, controllable for the team beyond this year. That, I think, was probably what it came down to. If you're going to make a deal, I feel like you want to maximize what you're spending in order to have these guys around for a while. And I feel like that's probably where it was on starting pitcher. Just nothing that moved the needle enough for them to pull the trigger on it.
Oh, I mean, you brought a name. I was like, Wesco. I was like, he's still here. But
yeah, I hadn't thought about Wesco in a while.
Of those three guys, you would try him and Smith-Shawver and Ian Anderson. Which one of those guys do you think will be back sooner, Grant? Or are you hearing they'll be back sooner?
Well, I think that Smith-Shawver and Ian Anderson, they've built up their pitch counts to 80 now, so either one of them could be back around. But ahead of them, obviously, was Bryce Elder, and we saw him come up and pitch well in Milwaukee. I mean, I kind of like not only what I saw from him, but when he did finally get in a little bit of trouble in the seventh inning, he didn't leave feeling like, okay, I did a great job, and, my team's in position to win. He left with a little bit of fire, I feel like, in his belly about, hey, man, I wanted to close the start out strong. And, it's not always how you start, it's how you finish. There's plenty of baseball and life cliches you can throw at it, but he should feel pretty good about what he did for the Braves last night. And I think that while Braves fans may have looked at some of the uncertainty in this fifth and sixth spot in the rotation this year, you've got to look big picture. The Braves pitching staff has been one of the best in baseball all year long, and they've done all of this amazingly without Spencer Strider for the vast majority of this season, and they still have significant depth around, even though they had a couple of scares here coming out of the All-Star break. Once you see Max Fried and Ronaldo Lopez get out there and, knock on wood, do what they're capable of doing, I still feel like the Braves are in a very good position to do the things they need to do on the mound. Now can they get this offense kickstarted, which was really what they needed to do, was get somebody to affect them in that way, and Jorge Soler should do that.
There was a time, like in spring training, not even that far before the season started, when Adam Duvall, Jesse Chavez, Eddie Rosario, Jorge Soler, and Luke Jackson all weren't on the Braves, of course. Now they all are, which is I don't know. It's unusual for sure. Like, what's your reaction to all of these familiar faces being the moves?
Well, one of the weirdest trades I think you could have ever conjured up, and I posted about this on social, that if you told me on like November 4th, 2021, that, hey, in 3 years, the Braves are going to trade Tyler Matzik for Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson, I would have asked a lot of questions, including what alternate reality are we living in? What has gone on? But that is just, it's crazy the way that life and baseball will work and come full circle at times. And you hate to see that Tyler Matzik hasn't been able to get his career back on track the last couple of years, but you know, a worthwhile trade, certainly. And the Braves are familiar with what they got from San Francisco. Clearly, they were familiar with what Adam Duvall is capable of. It has been a challenging year for him. Eddie Rosario's stay in Washington wasn't what he wanted. But getting some of these guys back, at least you know what you have there, and you hope that they can figure out a way to contribute some. I think Eddie's done a little bit of that for the Braves. It's been better lately for Duvall than how it started. And obviously with Soler, you go back and look at what he's been doing since the start of June, since moving back to the leadoff spot for the Giants. He's really been the exact kind of hitter they need, somebody who gets on base, even if it's an unorthodox leadoff hitter. He's done this before. He's done it for the Braves, and he's done it at the highest level on the biggest stage. So who's to say he can't come in here and continue to have that success?
I know a couple of times, Greg, when Alex has made trades for guys with multiple years, like he did with Iglesias, but we knew he was going to eventually be the closer. Soler has multiple years left on his deal.
Yeah.
And then obviously Ronnie's coming back and all those different things. So how does that play out as far as, because he was more of a DH in San Fran. With the DH here, he ain't going nowhere, obviously going to pick up Ozuna's option. How do you see that playing out as far as going next year? Do you see it where him and Kelnick could play platoon in one of the corners?
Yeah, and that's possible. And the other thing that I kind of looked at, and Alex spoke about this in his media availability yesterday, was that, you know, they're not scared away by the 2 years that Soler has. And, you know, that doesn't mean that they're not confident in Ronald getting back, hopefully as close to opening day as possible. Clearly, Michael Harris will be back here in a couple of weeks. That's the plan. Then you kind of sort everything else out. But the thing that stuck out to me from Alex was, we have discovered that we need more than three. As good as those three are, we have to have more options. And somebody might get at-bats at DH. You might do some alternating on the corners and try to spread around some of these at-bats in a platoon scenario, which the Braves don't have a lot of those. They haven't done a lot of that. But I feel like they can figure it out if they're creative enough. Now, this may not mean that you're going to have Jorge Soler, Adam Duvall, Eddie Rosario, and Jared Kelnick all vying for at-bats at one position when you get Acuna and Harris back, but they're going to sort that out over the course of the winter and into next year, of course.
Soler leading off today. I know that's what he did a lot when he was here the first time. Is that what you see him doing from here on out?
Yeah, I think that's the role that he really fits for this club. And when they went out and got him, it's somebody that you know, and that helped a lot. But the productivity is the number one thing that they looked at. So having someone who's able to come in and do the things that he's done in San Francisco, do the things that he did in 2021, that's really what they needed. And so I feel like he is going to fit not only for this year, but beyond this year. And the other thing, to Randy's point, is that, you know, with Marcell Ozuna, it sounds like they're very, very comfortable when it comes to picking up that option and continuing to have him around and in the 2025 plan as well. It's just going to be interesting to see where all these at-bats come from, but exciting to see when you get Ronald Acuña Jr. back in this mix.
Hey, Grant, talk to me about this young kid, Schwelly, because, I mean, beginning when he first came up, you know, Rocky, just like most guys are when they're a young pitcher, but now has he figured it out? What have you seen from him in his progression so far this season?
Yeah, when I talked to Brian Snitker about this, and this has been about 3 or 4 weeks now, like, what is he seeing as kind of the separating factor for Spencer Schwellenbach? It has been mound presence. And the other thing that I've noticed is when he came up, there was a lot of talk about, you know, well, he's got two really good pitches, maybe a third that he can depend on. But all of a sudden, you watch what he's doing. He's using six different pitches, and he's using them like somewhere between 10 and 15%, maybe 20% of the time. So it's not like he's dependent on, I got to be a fastball slider guy with the occasional changeup. That might be Spencer Strider's profile, but it's not Spencer Schwellenbach's profile. And we saw a tick in velocity this past start that I think is very exciting, because if he's going to be touching 98, 96, and also using that off-speed stuff, this is a kid that he's confident. He's, you know, even though he is not a guy with a ton of innings and a ton of experience under his belt, he is somebody that I think they have confidence in because of the way he competes and the way he goes about everything. And that says a lot about a 24-year-old kid that came in with 65 innings under his belt this year.
Let's pretend all the bad stuff that's going to happen this year has already happened, because a lot of bad stuff's happened, right? Acuña and Strider and a lot. There's been a lot of like just various unexpected, unfortunate things that have happened to this team. Maybe a lot of the bad stuff has already taken place. Best case scenario, like make the case for this team, this group that they have, and guys getting healthy coming back, going on a run.
And I asked Alex Anthopoulos about this yesterday. I said, you know, you get a Jorge Soler, you've got plans to get Michael Harris back in there, Ozzie Albies a little bit after that. You know, how much of the calculus of what you were out there trying to acquire had to do with knowing that you've got guys in-house that can perform better than they have? And he said, look, I mean, it's not about we're sitting here projecting and or expecting them to do what they've done, you know, last year, to somehow in 2 months put up the numbers that they did in an entire season last year. But, yeah, we've got belief in our guys, and we believe what we've added and the capabilities of getting some injured players back is going to factor for us pretty well. If they get this offense going, I still think this pitching staff has enough, more than just warm bodies at the end of the rotation, and enough quantity and quality in the bullpen to do the things that any club in October is capable of doing. You've just got to get in. You've just got to give yourself that chance. And I feel like the Braves have put themselves in position, as Alex said, to be where they are right now, to do some buying, and they still believe that they can accomplish some things in October. You just have to get there because, as I've said many times, who in the world walked into spring training last year and said, can't wait for the Rangers and Diamondbacks to meet in the World Series?
True. Yeah. It's very true. And, I mean, the Braves the last 2 years have been one of the best teams win-loss record-wise in the regular season and been out in the first round. So you never know. Grant, thank you. We appreciate
it. Appreciate it, G-Mac.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.